Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
August marks the third anniversary of a fraudulent election in Belarus that saw the continuation of the illegitimate presidency of longtime dictator Alexander Lukashenko. The voting was rife with electoral irregularities. The election itself was surrounded by human rights abuses, and the massive protests that followed the fraudulent vote were brutally suppressed by security forces. Thousands of protesters were detained, several were killed in the violence, and there was credible evidence of torture being used against detainees. To this day, the Lukashenko regime holds around 1,500 political prisoners, many of whom ran against Lukashenko in the election or participated in the protests. On August 9th, the U.S. Department of State imposed visa restrictions on 101 regime officials and their affiliates for undermining or harming democratic institutions in Belarus. At the same time, the Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, sanctioned 8 individuals and 5 entities for enabling Lukashenko's domestic repression and for facilitating Russia's war against Ukraine. The Department of the Treasury is designating the Department of Financial Investigations of the State Control Committee of Belarus, and 4 members of its board of directors, 3 family members of U.S.-designated Alexei Ivanovich Alyekhtsin, 3 entities owned or controlled by the government of Belarus, Belavia, Belarusian Airlines, Minsk Civil Aviation Plant 407, Belarusian Steelworks Management Company, and 1 entity, Belcap Steel LLC, for being owned or controlled by the Belarusian Steelworks Management Company, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a written statement. All are being sanctioned pursuant to Executive Order 14038, blocking property of additional persons contributing to the situation in Belarus. The United States is taking this action alongside other recent actions of our partners and allies. We reiterate our call for the immediate and unconditional release of all 1,500 political prisoners held by the Lukashenko regime, including Alice Bieletsky, Viktor Babarika, Maria Kolesnikova, Ihar Losik, and Ciara Tsikhanouskaya, said Secretary Blinken. Since 2020, the Lukashenko regime has repressed Belarusian citizens, arrested peaceful protesters and community leaders, cracked down on opposition groups and civil society organizations, and subjected those detained to sham trials, all to maintain Lukashenko's illegitimately acquired authority. The United States will continue to support the people of Belarus in their pursuit of a democratic future in free Belarus, where human rights are respected.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.